Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Bob Gack. The scripture is Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 71. Those of us who have had even a rudimentary reading of the New Testament know the story of Peter, who was appointed by Christ to be the rock upon which the church would be built. Upon the arrest of Jesus, Peter denied 3 times that he was a follower of Christ. Much has been written regarding this incident from the perspective of our fears affecting our faith. I would like to propose another perspective on these events. Peter is the only witness among the disciples of this incident. It then stands to reason that Luke was made aware of Peter's denial of Jesus from Peter, or from Mark, who was always close to Peter. One can also assume that Peter, being an influential member of the early church, could have had editorial influence over Luke and could have requested the story of his denial of Christ be omitted from the gospel. Instead, I believe that Peter, showing great humility, knowing that he would be criticized as a coward, confessed his transgression so that we may know that Christ forgives all of our sins, no matter how great. It should be noted that both Paul and Peter admitted to great wrongs. Western culture has a long tradition of confession. The Catholic Church made it a sacrament, and it has become a key to recovery programs. I remember standing in front of 200 strangers, publicly admitting my transgressions. It was a humbling experience which set me free and allowed me to pursue my faith journey. Humility is a recurring theme in the Bible. God humbled himself by becoming man and dying an ignominious death. We always admire leaders who are or were humble. Today it seems that we live in a world of selfies and overblown narcissism. It is all about me, my looks, my wealth, my politics, my accomplishments, and my needs. When did we give up our emulation of Peter and Paul? And so I turn, as always, when asking these questions to myself. What am I doing to live with the courage and humility of Peter? I too have denied Christ by my past actions. Have I truly confessed and sought change? I am, as always, a work in progress. Thank you, dear listeners, for helping me in this journey. Let us pray. It is with bended knee that I come to you, Lord, to confess my sins and to ask you for forgiveness. It is with deep humility that I acknowledge that all of my earthly blessings are a result of your sacrifice and not of my doing. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.